Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. If you're looking to get out for a walk in winter, now's a great time to visit the garden. Reserve your tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Bring your family and don't forget your mask when you head to the garden. While most of the garden rests throughout the cooler months, there are some plants that like these cooler temperatures. If you're walking along the paved path between the demonstration beds and the lower meadow, just as you get to the last part of the border on the left, you'll be surprised at the lovely sweet scent in the air and the wonderful white and purple carpet of sweet alyssum that is blooming wildly. One look and you can see why some people call this sturdy little ground cover carpet of snow. While the most common flower color is white, sweet alyssum also comes in purple, pink, and cream tones, and it's a natural for borders, pots, hanging baskets, and rock gardens. Continuing along the paved path, you pass the cactus collection on the left and will move right into the agave and aloe gardens. Past the greenhouse on your right is a curvy little footpath that will take you up the hill to the top of the aloe collection. There are two gorgeous examples of cat's tail aloe here. The cat's tail aloe has remarkable flower spikes that give it its name because they really do look like cat's tails, but are a deep, beautiful orange color. This aloe can grow up to 12 feet tall and has leathery leaves that reach out 5 feet in length. Just behind one of the cat's tails is a full backdrop of torch aloe. As you come back down the hill and across the paved path into the lower section of the aloe collection, a truly incredible red mountain aloe is blooming. This aloe is native to South Africa and has gray-green leaves with bronze spines along the edges of the leaves, as well as being sprinkled randomly on the leaves. You are now just above Tram Road, the main paved perimeter road in the garden. If you follow it to your right, just ahead you'll see a majestic example of the bronze loquat tree. This tree is in bloom just now and is noticeable for the red tone in the new growth. The interesting thing about loquat trees is that it's considered a stone fruit, but it blooms and sets fruits now, and it is one of the first fruits to ripen in the spring while other stone fruit are just blooming. Originally a native to China, it has been grown in Japan for over 1,000 years, and the fruit is given as a sign of respect or greeting. If you're going to put one in your garden, make sure to check the variety, as there are over 1,000 varieties, but not all of them have great-tasting fruit. You may not realize that there are 7 meadows in the garden. Many are easily found. However, one is specifically named because it's not so easy to find. Hidden Meadow is just that, and it's a little gem of a meadow. The perfect place to bring a book or a camera and sit a spell under the dramatic Afghan pine trees that lend their shade to the peaceful lawn. These trees are native to southern Russia, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, so they adapt well to our semi-arid climate. Many an afternoon you can catch the bunnies lunching on the lawn around the edges of the meadow, and you'll find that very few people wander down Acacia Loop Road far enough to find the hidden meadow. Good luck if you look. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.